Hey, good morning, Murph.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Katie, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Coach. Thanks for asking.
Good. Nick, everything okay?
Excellent. Yes, thank you.
All right, Murph, let's go.
All right. Kind of a different week. It's been a long time since we haven't been in the playoffs. Does it have a different feel to it at all, or are you still just focusing on winning this next game?
Oh, it definitely has a different feel. Yeah. Something that we're not accustomed to, and I think it speaks to our standard that we have, and really the belief system and, our locker room, the football operations, and just how we pour everything into it. So we're disappointed where we are, but we clearly understand we have a great opportunity. Anytime we get to line up in Lambeau Field, it's a division game, and, we're playing the Vikings. So our mind is focused on the game. But I think that you're stating the obvious that we're disappointed that we're not in a position to keep playing.
That's what I like about your team, though, Coach. No matter what adversity you have faced, not only this year but in years past, it is always the opportunity that rings true. They step up to that moment. Guys step up. Next man up. Opportunity to take out a quality opponent. Whatever it happens to be, the guys continue to play hard, and I think that's the greatest tip of the cap to the entire organization and how you guys run things, the culture you've established there.
Well, thank you, Nick. I think it's important to like anything in life, it's how you look at it. You have two decisions to make, and definitely everything starts with your attitude and your approach. So, we're fortunate, we're privileged to be in this, in this opportunity of professional football. We're uniquely privileged to work for the Green Bay Packers. And, that's something that's never lost with us as a football team. It's part of our weekly messaging, and I think it keeps us focused on reality because, our players have to deal with a lot of conversation outside of the game, and there's added pressures and things. And you just got to be focused on the positive things in life, and that these men are unique. They're unique individuals. I mean, it's unbelievable what they go through each and every year in the commitment, and that's why I point to the disappointment. It's the reality, but we are fortunate. We're very blessed to be part of this great game.
I don't think it's ever a bad thing when you have an opportunity to build character and learn to be humble.
Oh, I agree. I do like the successful part of it. I'd rather
right.
I think sometimes
take on the challenge of handling success. It makes you sleep a little better. But no, I agree with you, Katie, because there's so much to learn from adverse moments. I'm a believer you can't get to the highest points of your, your personal life or your professional life without adversity, because you need that, that roughness and the smoothing process to achieve, and that's the facts, and it's definitely the facts of professional football.
Speaking of humble,
oh gosh,
what is
speaking
that
of humble? Here's an example of someone who's not.
I was recently ringing bells for the Salvation Army, and I came across a young boy. He just needed a couple of pennies to buy shoes for his mom. You may have heard the song.
Early in the week, I was, and I know you're a loyal listener, so I was speaking to you, that Aaron Rodgers should basically be done for the year, and you decided to shut him down. I would imagine he wanted to continue to keep playing, right?
Oh, I mean, Aaron is probably the most competitive person. I've had the privilege of coaching. I mean, they're all super competitive, don't get me wrong, but he's, he's going to compete in everything, and that's definitely, his mindset, and it was the case this week as far as playing. But this is, this is a medical decision. It's clearly in his best interest, and we did the right thing.
Well, I know you don't like to talk about injuries a lot, but Davante Adams, is he kind of in that same boat a little bit? Are we on the fence which way to go with him also?
Well, I don't see him making it this week. Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't want to, right, act like a doctor, but he's in the protocol, and. That's a medical decision, and there's a lot of conversation that goes into these, into each and every one of these, these situations. We'll see how it goes.
So it's always fun this time of year to see the players do gift exchanges and everything, and we find out. Do they ever get you anything?
Yeah, yes, unfortunately, yeah. They won a couple of them like me. Only a couple.
Well, I just always wonder, are you the forgotten one, or are you like a teacher where you're like, okay, I don't need another ornament that says number one coach?
What about a travel mug stuffed with hot chocolate?
Yeah, no, they're you'd be really impressed with our gift exchange. Actually, the quarterbacks and offensive line have a white elephant that is it's a big event. So there'll be some laughs today, but you know we have the Christmas spirit, and each position room is decorated with a little bit of Christmas spirit.
Oh,
so
that's adorable.
They're nice.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah. These guys are they still have some kid in them. You got to remember that.
Absolutely.
But our staff, we exchange gifts. So Jessica and I, we buy gifts for pretty much everybody in football operations. So we.
Oh wow.
It's a very giving week.
Well, that's terrific. Well, listen, I want to wish you luck on Saturday night, but most of all, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Speaking of humble, well, that's terrific.
Well, that's true. Thanks for showing me up, Coach.
Yes.
Right. That was
Boy, I cared about your answer. I genuinely cared about your answer.
Boy, look at the time.
Because I would take the time to regale you with all the tales of the things that I do as well, but I just it looks like we're up against it. You got to go, Coach. So.
Well said, Nick. Well said. I mean, goodness gracious. That was bad, Murph.
Merry Christmas to you and your
Merry
wonderful
Christmas.
Family.
All right. Nick and Katie, I'll be down to see you guys soon.
Thank you. Right. Merry Christmas, Coach.
Open the back door. Christmas. Please don't tell him. Let me know when he's off next, okay?
Thank you, buddy. See you soon.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.